Hey, podcast listeners. Today I am talking about 7 factors that shape how you feel about your exit. And these are kind of psychological factors, things that are happening inside us that shape the extent to which we are satisfied with the outcome of an exit. And I know that many of you may not be in the mode of exiting. Many of you are just in the like starting and growing phase. But I'm a strong believer that if we set ourselves and our companies up well for an exit, we're kind of reverse engineering the whole process such that we are growing a healthy business, a business that is capable of living without us. And we're also developing a healthy relationship between ourselves and our business when we start with the end in mind. So Rob and I obviously have a book out, Exit Strategy. It hits Amazon on March 11th and is also available at exitstrategybook.com. We're super proud of this book. I think it is like a really lovely all-in-one place manual for the psychology and tactics of exiting well. But because we're talking a lot about exits, I'm a little worried that some of my folks will stop listening because they're not in the place where exits matter. But I think this is one of those domains of business. Like I said, if you can master that part of it, it helps with everything else. So think about ending well, and it unlocks growing well, and it unlocks starting well. So it's all related. They're all just different points in the same timeline. So anyway, I hope this podcast episode is helpful to you. And as always, if there's anything that I or my team can do to support you in the journey, please don't hesitate to reach out. Be well. Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means. Sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs, and I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation. Hi there. My name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I am a clinical psychologist who helps entrepreneurs with their own mental well-being and thriving throughout the entire life cycle of the entrepreneurial journey. One thing that I want to talk about today is 6 factors that shape your feelings about exiting your company. And I know that for those of you who are in the beginning phases, maybe you're just starting your company or you're scaling, you're growing, you're like heads down, all into the process of helping this company take off and thrive. Thinking about the end may feel like not relevant or not important, like something that happens a long, long way in the future and not something that's top of mind for you. I want to challenge that a little bit because I think for entrepreneurs who begin with the end in mind, it really sets them up well, not only to have a company that can thrive or survive well without them, but it sets up their own psychology to be different enough, distinct enough, separate enough from their company that they don't hit some of the common pitfalls that entrepreneurs experience when they really interweave their identity with their company. When entrepreneurs do that, when there's this over-identification between the human and the company, that's what leaves entrepreneurs so vulnerable to many of the mental health challenges that, you know, they're likely to face, which is that their well-being, their internal compass, rises and falls with the success or relative challenge of the company. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to put that much of myself in the basket of this entity that I have limited control over. So thinking about exits, positioning yourself for an exit really right at the beginning of the birth of your company can help you to avoid some of those challenges. So I want to talk about these 6 factors that shape your feelings about your exits. And the first one is your identification with your business. If you follow my work for any period of time, you know that this is something that I talk a lot about because it is so important to identify the ways in which we see the business as an extension of ourselves or ourselves as an extension of our business. And especially in an era of social media where many entrepreneurs have personal brands or they are the face of the business, it can be very easy to just intertwine who you are with who your business is. And when that happens, it can be really difficult to think about your business from an objective, financial, like businessy point of view, because you see it as a commentary on who you are, a commentary on your value, on your success. You see the way that your business functions as a mirror for how you function. And that, of course, is pretty dangerous and not desirable. So the extent to which you as a human can be participating in your business, in service of your business, active in your business, but not see your business as your baby or worse, a business as an extension of yourself, means that you have many more things that matter to you, that help you to be healthy and strong and secure as an individual, aside from the business that you are building. At the neurological level, a lot of us really fall into this pattern of seeing the business as an extension of ourselves, and it's quite dangerous for our mental health and well-being. And of course, when it comes time to think about exiting your business, if you feel like your business is an extension of you, leaving your business can feel like chopping off your own arm. A business is something that you do, something that you make. It's not who you are. So be really clear about that. And that will determine how much angst you have, not only in your exit, but really in the whole process of starting and growing a business. Let it be a game you play. Let it be a thing you craft, not an identity that you take on. The second thing that's going to shape how you feel about your exit is your good old-fashioned deal stamina and your support team. The process of an exit is very difficult. It can be months of intensive review of contracts, of trying to figure out complicated multivariate problems and the ways that they can go wrong or result in you not hitting your benchmarks. The complicated nature of setting up a deal is exhausting for most people. It's imperative that you have a support team around you so that you have the resources that you need to have the expertise available to you, whether that's lawyers, accountants, tax people, other entrepreneurs who have done an exit, your mastermind, your coach, your therapist. Exiting your business is a time where you need all hands on deck. The extent to which you feel like you have the resources that you need to hold you up, to bolster you, to support you throughout the duration of the deal is what will determine how you feel about this whole process. Do you end your exit feeling like you've just been in the washing machine, spun around, and then spit out? Or do you have this sense of calm and confidence that you have entered something very difficult, but set yourself up for success, not just in terms of the outcome of the deal, but in terms of your own psychological well-being, in terms of your feeling of satisfaction, like you came to play, you played the game well, you resourced yourself well, and you're happy with the outcome. The third factor that's going to shape how you feel about your exit is the clarity of your goals and values. It's not just about the bottom line. There are all of these other things that can go into the negotiation of the deal that may be very important to you. What happens to the team? What happens to the company after it's sold? Does it keep running in relatively the same way? Or is it dismantled or sold for parts? Or does it really shift in the way that it functions? Do these things matter to you very much? Or are you willing to release the company to the new buyer and sort of walk away? Do you want to continue to be active in the community in which you built the company? Or are you willing to have a really robust non-compete and not be part of the community anymore? When you are thinking about selling your company, it's not only the bottom line. It's all of these factors around what happens to the company, what happens to you in the context of the company that you want to be thoughtful about. Because if there's something that's really important to you, for example, that your team is well financially cared for, or that you continue to have a voice in the community in which you built the company, you want to know those at the beginning so that you can make sure that you protect those interests in the process of negotiating the deal and not think only about the bottom line, but then walk away with a pile of money, but not these other things that matter to you. So thinking about your relationships with the people in the company, around the company, with your customers, thinking about the legacy that you have in sort of having founded the company and led the company. There are lots of levers and knobs that you can turn in the context of a deal, and you just want to have your eyes open to what matters to you. Be reflective about it. The fourth factor that's really going to shape how you feel about your deal is the extent to which you have some mastery of your own shadow. And this is a psychological concept, but it's these like parts of ourselves that are the motivations and drivers for our behavior that might not be overtly obvious to us, a bit like the unconscious. Exits are a time in which these parts of us are very active. And many of us have, entrepreneurs particularly, have a pretty rebellious part of us. Often entrepreneurs come into entrepreneurship because they didn't really fit well in other contexts. Maybe they didn't thrive in their high school, or they couldn't climb the ladder at their first like corporate job. Entrepreneurs have generally a very rebellious spirit. That's the part of us that says, I want to go my own way. I want to build my own thing. I want to do it differently. But we have to be careful about this rebel in the context of an exit, because the rebel may be quite eager to push against a deal. The rebel may be longing for the opportunity to blow it up. And we have to really watch the capacity for sabotage that many of us feel when we're going line by line through a deal. I think exits are really hard because someone is looking at your company with a fine-tooth comb. They're looking at all of your documents, all of your data, all of your code. They're looking at all of your product launches and all of your copy. Everything that you have done or made in the context of building your company is now up for review. And for most people, that just feels really extraordinarily uncomfortable. And many of us want to push back against it. And so that rebel, that shadowy rebel saboteur, if you don't have a good handle on that part of you, can really create some havoc in an exit process. So the extent to which you have some self-knowledge, self-awareness, self-observation, the extent to which you know yourself is going to shape how you feel about your exit, because it will shape the extent to which you feel like it's your best self that's doing the negotiation as opposed to the shadowy parts of yourself. Another example of this shadowy part can be the people pleaser that lives inside of you, the one that just wants everyone to be happy. And that's, of course, a really dangerous part of you when it comes to an exit, because that can mean that you are going to negotiate other people's happiness instead of yours. So you might make certain concessions to people on your team. You might make certain concessions to the buyer because you don't like the discomfort of fighting against them or telling them no or being in a contrarian engagement with them. So if you want to feel like really proud of yourself and the way that you do this process, you can't have your shadow wreaking havoc. You want to do the negotiation and think about your exit process with your eyes wide open and your best self driving the ship. Another psychological aspect that will shape how you feel about your exit is your story with money. And this is a very complicated dynamic. Obviously, people have written books about this, and it is something that we can go really deep on. But for the purposes of this brief introductory set of comments, your relationship with money will really take a strong role here in your exit. And this happens in a lot of ways. Whether you come from money, whether believe that you have a good relationship with money, that you have mastery of money, whether you believe that you are owed a lot of money or entitled to a lot of money, will shape the extent to which you negotiate for money, but will also shape your behavior with the money that you are negotiating around. So exits pull on all of our stories around money. Whether we start spending the money before the money is in our bank account on sports cars and expensive vacations because it feels like play money and we just have been without money for so long that when we have it, we're like, woo! That can happen. It does happen often. But then we can also go the other direction, which is that maybe we've been very successful with money, but we don't live in any celebration or joy of that. We still treat money like a very finite resource, and we don't have any capacity to celebrate or enjoy the success that we have created for ourselves. That level of constriction or scarcity is also highly problematic. It means that we aren't having our eyes open in our relationship with money, and it robs us of the joy of a job well done and of securing this level of success for ourselves. So relatedly, one of the last factors that will shape our feelings about our exit is our capacity to celebrate. So many founders that I see have a successful exit, and then the first thing that they are looking at is what's next. There's no ability to take a breath, to take a beat, and really enjoy the success and the benefits of the thing that they have created. They've built and exited a company, and they treat it as if it's just another Tuesday. And I think celebration is one of those things that can feel really unsafe to those of us who have built our lives around our ability to successfully hustle and build. For those of us who have come up in life in the midst of struggle and who have worked so hard to make something succeed, to be on the top of that mountain, to be on the other side of the struggle, can feel like a massive psychological shift. Of course, it is the point. It is the thing that we're working toward. It is the level of ease and relaxation and security that is one of the drivers for the whole entrepreneurial game. But many of us struggle to accept it, to feel, to enjoy, to be present to the success that is offered to us in an exit. So the thing that's going to shape how you feel about your exit is your capacity to celebrate it, to really be present to it. And the last factor that I will talk about, just high level, that shapes how you feel about your exit is your ability to begin again. And not just to compulsively fill your time with more activities that feel hustly and important, but to really reimagine this next phase of your life after your company, to creatively redesign, to creatively think about what is it that you want your life to be now that you have lots of choice and freedom. So your ability to begin again is extraordinarily important in not blindly repeating the conditions of stress and hustle with which perhaps you built your first company, but being very present to what's possible, being very present to what's meaningful, being very present to what you actually want in this phase of your life. That imaginative beginning again will shape whether this really feels like true, deep success, or whether you are just reinventing the game for yourself and creating a new struggle just to prove that you can. I see a lot of founders who are worried about, what if I can't do it again? They have this sense of like, I have to prove something. I have to prove I'm not a one-hit wonder, which of course is not a really good motivation to build a company, to let yourself believe that you don't have anything to prove. Let yourself believe that the success that you've had is real and true and earned. And it's from that place of solid security that you get to decide if you want to do it again or not. But in any event, you will be offered the opportunity to begin again, and you want to do it thoughtfully, intentionally, carefully, with the fullness of yourself about you. So these thoughts and reflections, your identification with your business, your deal stamina, the clarity of your values, the mastery of your shadow, your money story, your capacity to celebrate, and of course, your ability to begin again. And these are just high-level introductions to topics that my husband Rob and I talk about a lot in our book, Exit Strategy. And we really want to create frameworks and processes for people to exit their business well, not only just in the financial payout, but in the life payout, in the satisfaction, in the thriving, in the mental well-being that can come with doing a good job and seeing it through. So we hope you will check out the book. You can also check out my work at zenfounder.com, which outlines a lot of the different offerings that we provide, many resources to help you on the entrepreneurial journey, not just get the business done, but also have a life that you really love and enjoy. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.